Good morning and welcome to these devotions sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Angela Bosfield Palacios. I am the Anglican Hospital Chaplain and I am an Associate Priest at Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau, Bahamas. Today is March the 4th, 2024, and we are in the season of Lent. Let us pray the collect for the third Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Today, my reflection comes from Psalm 80, and I will read a few of the verses, and then we can consider what God is saying to us in this passage. Psalm 80, beginning at verse 7. Bring us back, Almighty God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. You brought a grapevine out of Egypt. You drove out other nations and planted it in their land. You cleared a place for it to grow. Its roots went deep, and it spread over the whole land. It covered the hills with its shade. Its branches overshadowed the giant cedars. It extended its branches to the Mediterranean Sea and as far as the Euphrates River. Why did you break down the fences around it? Now anyone passing by can steal its grapes. Wild hogs trample it down, and wild animals feed on it. Turn to us, Almighty God. Look down from heaven at us. Come and save your people. Come and save this grapevine that you planted, this young vine you made grow so strong. Our enemies have set it on fire and cut it down. Look at them in anger and destroy them. Preserve and protect the people you have chosen, the nations you have made so strong. We will never turn away from you again. Keep us alive, and we will praise you. Bring us back, Lord God Almighty. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. This word from the Lord is so relevant for us in our season and time. We are dealing with many issues in our homes, on our streets, in our schools, in our various communities. We are having to come to terms with what will our future look like if we continue in the way that we are as present. So many people are doing well enough. They are making ends meet. They are trying to raise godly families. They are trying to worship and serve the Lord. They are doing what they can to build this nation. But there are some who are, for whatever reason, going away from the principles and values of God. They are wounded souls who have been lost in the darkness and have made choices that are not in their best interest or our best interest as a nation. And so we come this morning praying and asking God to help us, to save us, to bring us back to where we need to be. We are asking God to show us mercy so that we can be saved. I invite each one of us to consider what it is that God wants to do in our own lives personally. Where are we straying from the straight and narrow path? Where do we make excuses for our own misbehavior? And what is it that God may want to do in us so that we may make the difference in our lifetime? I pray that each one of us will look around to see where is there hurt or pain or trouble that we could make a difference? How can we speak a word of encouragement? How can we offer a helping hand? How can we be more generous in our giving and sharing? My brothers and sisters, whatever we can do for persons who are in need, let us reach out so that there will not be a spirit of desperation or a spirit of wickedness that comes through believing that it is a jungle and that we all have to look out for ourselves first, because no one cares and no one shares and no one wants to see us prosper. And so we offer ourselves to God this day so that we may be used in a mighty way to make a tremendous difference, so that we can indeed see ourselves prospering as a people that truly have the Lord as their God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we are coming to you, Lord, because our hearts break on behalf of our people. Our hearts break because there's so much work to do. There is so much need in the vineyard, and the laborers continue to be few. We ask, O God, that each one of us will be touched and changed and transformed, that we will be inspired to allow you to accomplish your perfect will and plan in us, and that we will live to see the blessings flow in this, our wonderful nation of the Bahamas and of the nation of the Turks and Caicos Islands. We offer ourselves to you now, Lord, all that we are and all that we have. We ask, O God, that you may truly bless us and that we may please you in every way. Praying in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray that you are blessed by our morning devotions each morning and that you will share them with others. Have a wonderful day.